This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار إخوة الإيمان. From amongst the intellectual battles that are being waged and fought upon Orthodox Islam, the Islam of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Islam of his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Islam of the great imams of al-Islam, the Islam of the majority Muslims from the time of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From amongst the intellectual battles being fought upon this Islam is the battle against the position, the authority and the credibility of the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For verily no doubts, once the authority, the position and credibility of the sunnah has been broken, then it is free for all. If one looks at, for example, those who have left Islam, many of them you will find a common denominator, a common thread amongst many of them, being that the first step was that step of shaitan, wherein they doubted the position, the credibility, the authenticity of the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once that was put away with, then it was a very easy ride to then deny the Quran, to then question the Quran, and then to eventually deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so our khutbah bi-ithnillahi ta'ala in these few minutes will be in conversation with a hadith denier. Some might call such a person a Qur'ani or the Qur'aniyun. But in reality, that title is too noble a title. Rather, we will call such a person a hadith denier. And that's more applicable. And so, this brother, he says that, oh brother, I love the Qur'an. I follow this noble Qur'an. This Qur'an, it unites us. But it is these ahadith and the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam which divides us. The ahadith, many of them don't make sense to me. Some of them contradict the noble Qur'an. He says that, I have doubts with regards to the preservation of the ahadith, the preservation of the sunnah, the credibility. I have doubt with regards to this. He says, you know what, in reality, the Qur'an suffices us. We say to him, Ya Akhil Kareem, oh our brother, if you are truly seeking the truth, then you will find that truth, insha'Allah. If you are sincere, and if you make an effort, underline, make an effort. If you make an effort, then you will find your way out of this error. We say to him, brother, 4 points, ponder over these 4 points. Number one, the noble Qur'an. This Qur'an which you claim to follow. This Qur'an which you hold as an authority. It in itself proves that you should follow the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It in itself proves that you should hold the authority of the sunnah uppermost. How? It orders us to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It orders us to follow that messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is this Quran its address not to all of mankind? He says yes. Is this Qur'an not addressing every person up to the final day? He says, yes. We say, well, Allah mentions in the noble Qur'an, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow this Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever the Messenger gives to you, then take it. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهُ. Whoever obeys the Messenger, he's obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And beware the ones who go against him, that there will be a fitna upon them or great punishment. And so, ya akhi al-kareem, how is Ahmed Ilyas Fatima in 2018 going to follow the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are they going to sit with him? Are they going to listen to him? Are they going to talk to him? That's impossible. The only avenue they have to obey these verses in the noble Quran is to follow the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, the Quran proves in reality that the sunnah, it is also revelation. Just as the Quran is revelation, the sunnah is also revelation. How? Our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah al-Mukarramah, an example, Makkah al-Mukarramah, he's facing which Qibla? He's facing Al-Aqsa, Jerusalem. He moves to Medina al-Munawwara and he continues to face Jerusalem Al-Aqsa. And he has this hope that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the Qibla to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Looking into the sky, hoping for this matter. And Allah accedes to his hopes. Allah mentions, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. We've noticed you looking into the sky. And the end of the verse, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. And so face now towards Masjid al-Haram. O hadith dinaya. You accept that this verse is ordering the Muslims, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to now face towards Masjid al-Haram? He says yes. Well, the question then is, where was the previous order that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should face towards Al-Aqsa? This is not in the noble Quran. He was facing another Qibla, but which Qibla? Where was that Qibla? You acknowledge that he is now faced and he is ordered to face away from that Qibla, face Masjid al-Haram. Well, where's the verse in this noble Quran which is proving that he had to have been facing Al-Aqsa? It's not in the noble Quran. It's only found in the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why don't you accept? Similarly, an incident between the wives of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and himself. And there was some matter which he had mentioned, don't talk to anyone, don't tell anyone this matter. مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا قَالَ نَبَّأَنِيَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. When he mentioned the matter to them, they said, how did you know about this matter? How did you know what we were talking about, etc.? قَالَ نَبَّأَنِيَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ. Allah has informed me. This information, this Allah informing the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this private matter, is it in the noble Quran? No, it's not mentioned in the noble Quran. These are proofs which show us that there was revelation coming to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam besides which is found in the noble Quran. And that is what we will call the sunnah. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the battle of Badr, he says to the companions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down. He will send down 3,000 angels to assist you and to aid you in this battle. Allah mentions in the noble Quran, أَلَيَّكْفِيَكُمْ أَن يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُنْزَلِينَ. This promise that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to the Sahaba, this promise that he gave to them about 3,000 coming down, this is not mentioned in the noble Quran. That incident when it occurred, not mentioned in the noble Quran. What promise did he have? He had this promise from Allah. That promise from Allah to him, not mentioned in the noble Quran. Where is it? It could only but be in the sunnah. He's saying to the Sahaba, Allah has promised me to send 3,000. Where is that promise in the noble Quran? It's not there. Where is it? In the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number three, Allah mentions many a times in the noble Quran that we've sent down this kitab, we've sent down this Quran, and with it the hikmah, with it the wisdom. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And we've sent down upon them a messenger from amongst them, يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. He will recite to them our verses, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and purify them, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and to teach them the book and the hikmah. The hikmah, we would say, is that wisdom. What is that wisdom? The sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. and numerous verses like this. وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ And we've sent down upon you the book and the matter of the hikmah. And so here again, the Quran testifies to the authority of the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And lastly, brother, ponder over number 4. Where Allah mentions His promise and Allah's responsibility to make clear this noble Quran. Certain verses in the noble Quran, we need the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam to explain what does it mean. And so Allah promised in the noble Quran, ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَا And upon us is to make this matter clear. And done upon whose tongue? Done upon the tongue of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah mentions, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ ذِكْرًا لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ And we've sent you to make bayan, لِنُبَيِّنَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ To explain this matter of this noble Qur'an to the people. O hadith denier, how in the world will you ever apply the verse in the noble Qur'an, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَىٰ And establish the prayer. That's all with regards to the matter of salah in the noble Qur'an. And establish the prayer. How will you ever be able to fulfill this order of Allah in the Quran except that you need the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many fard prayers? How many sunnah prayers? How many raka'at? How many ruku? How many sujood? What do you read? What if you make a mistake? What happens in all of those scenarios? You will not find it in the noble Quran. How are you going to fulfill the order of Allah to perform the Hajj? Except that you have to look into the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the one who explained and made clear the noble Quran. Afala yatafakkarun? Do you not ponder? Afala yatadabbarun? Do you not use your aql? Inna alhamdulillah. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إخوة الإيمان إخوة الإسلام Our hadith denier, he then says, but what about all of those ahadith which talk about do not write down anything besides the noble Quran? In the early days of Al-Islam, yes, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whatever you're writing, don't write anything, only write down the noble Quran. Don't write any other statement from me. So he says that this is a proof that the sunnah is to be done away with. We say to him, Ya Akhil Kareem, those ahadith which allow the Sahaba to write down, they are much more numerous in number and much more authentic than those early ahadith which were saying to the Sahaba, don't write. And we state that that was the order in the early days so that they would not mix up the matter of the Quran and the matter of the Sunnah. Later on, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave them permission to write down. He says, what about the fact that I have certain issues with certain ahadith? Like for example, the age of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the hadith about the fly, certain ahadith related to miracles of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These matters don't sit well with my heart. We say to him, Ya Akhil Kareem, does it make sense that you deny all of the ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thousands of them, just due to plus minus 10 ahadith that you have an issue with? Does that even make sense? Is that logical? And if you had to ask him, list me all of those ahadith that you have a problem with, that you have an issue with, that do not sit well with your heart, he will not be able to mention more than 10 of those ahadith. So does it make sense? Deny all of the ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam due to 10 that you have an issue with? Is that aql? Is that using your aql? We say to him, brother, bottom line, what is your issue? Is your issue the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and anything he said? Is your issue the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or is your issue the science of preservation, the science of ahadith? If he has any light of iman in his heart, he would say, no, no, I have no issue with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My issue is with the way that we have these ahadith preserved, the way that it's reached us, the science that has preserved it and brought it down to us. I have an issue with its credibility. I have the issue with regards to preservation. We say, well, if that is your situation, if that is your argument, that are you basing this, is this issue that you have, is this based upon ignorance of the science? Or is it based upon knowledge of the science? And 99.9% of the time, it would be based upon ignorance of the science. Does that make sense, Ya Akhil Kareem? For someone to dismiss medicine, for someone to dismiss engineering, for somebody to dismiss any science, any type of knowledge, based upon ignorance of it, if you study it, if you look into it, if you research the matter, and then you have an issue, it's a different matter. But here, based upon ignorance of the science, you want to deny the preservation of the ahadith, etc. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Do you not use your aql? Do you not ponder? Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. This was only but a short conversation with an individual who denies the ahadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not people of blind faith, where it is just because we were brought up like this, it is just because we found our asatidah and our teachers. In reality, when it comes to the various sciences in Islam, probably the most intricate and the most detailed is the science of ahadith, the science of the preservation of the ahadith. And so ajeeb, subhanallah, where the Muslim heritage puts forward as the cream of the crop, as the cherry on the top, puts forward this science as the most intricate that we have from not fiqh, that has its detail, but not in comparison to the intricacy of the science of ahadith. We put forward that as our legacy, as our heritage, and that's the one ajeeb that this person wants to deny without any knowledge. Allahu musta'an. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would constantly make dua in his sujood. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O the one who turns the hearts, the one who controls the hearts, make my heart firm upon this deen. If his heart, and no doubt about that, his heart was the furthest away from any type of slipping, any type of deviation, his heart was the furthest away from that. But this dua was one of the constant du'as of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Numerous companions narrate this dua from him, outside and inside of salah. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O the one who turns the hearts, make my heart firm upon this deen. And so brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our hearts firm upon Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. In closing, the month of Ramadan is on the doorstep. And this month of Ramadan, is it going to be a different Ramadan? Is it going to be the same as the ones which have come and gone? And Sulaiman Ahmed Ilyas saw the entire month, but there was no change in his life or her life. We ask Allah to grant us the tawfiq to even see that month of Ramadan. Every second day somebody is passing away, Ya Akhil Kareem. We ask Allah to grant us the barakah of that month of Ramadan, so that we can renew that link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We renew our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we get this closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter, because Allah mentions in the noble Quran, that verily, no doubt, with the remembrance of Allah, does the heart find contentment. هذا وصلوا رحمكم الله على خير البرية وأزكى البشرية محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد المطلب فقد أمركم الله بذلك فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم واحفظهم يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار قال الله عز وجل إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي الصلاة